Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners on today. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. You know, sometimes we go through trials, troubles, tribulations, and we just forget all about praising the Lord. We've talked about it, I know, several times, but, you know, sometimes you have to repeat a thing. You know, sometimes just like little children, you just have to repeat it for someone to get it. Glory to God. We have to praise God through all the trials, all the troubles, all the tribulations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he ain't going to put no more on us than we can bear. So we got to remember, praise him at all times. It said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. That means you got to bless him through the good. You got to bless him through the bad. You got to bless him even though you don't know which way to go. And you got to bless him when you seek wisdom. You got to bless him at all times. Don't ever stop praying, blessing and praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I have a few announcements. I want to encourage you. If you listen, it's just awesome. All this is with ministry, with you in mind. And I thank you for tuning in on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God wants to do some great and mighty things. Amen. But, you know, you got to be in his presence to do that. And I know, you know, you say, well, you know, they always ask him for money, your money there. Well, when you go to the grocery store and you buy, let's just say, a bag of chips. Hallelujah. You know, you want those chips, right? Glory to God. Well, how about wanting the word? You can't pay for it, but you got to want it. There are certain times in your life when, you know, you just say, I want to do better. I got to do better. But Lord, I ask you to help me to do better. And wherever you want me to sow, I sow. Wherever you want me to give, I give. And he ain't going to ask you to give nothing that you ain't got. He's not going to do that. He knows what's in your purse. He knows. If you got it, he know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to thank you again. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on with our announcements. Hallelujah. You know, I want to thank you for tuning in. Prophetic Corner, amen, comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. So I don't want you to miss it. We are called the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, and Ministry Lane Jackson is the next Hour of Power. It's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, and she comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want you to miss it. Don't want you to miss it. Go ahead and call a neighbor and call a friend and tell them, you know, there's an awesome word going down, a Holy Ghost word going down. So come on and I'm going to give you the number, and you can go on and you can listen. Hallelujah. And then if you move on up just a little bit, hallelujah. I'm sorry, we should have came down from Saturday, so let me go back it up a little bit, back to train up. Let's don't get too overexcited. Let's just back the train up a little bit. If you missed Elder on yesterday, you missed a treat. As I noticed, Elder, I've been talking a lot here lately about, you know, obeying your leaders, and if you're under leadership and you can't obey them, you know, how you need to, you know, just say, okay, excuse me, one finger, and you know, it's time for me to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she's been talking a lot about that here lately. So there's got to be a call in the wilderness for those who don't know how to obey their leaders and those who don't want to obey their leaders. So, you know, because, I mean, sometimes when word comes forth, a lot of times, you know, it comes, just like dreams. It comes. It comes to warn you. You know, I remember on one dream that I had the same dream 5 times. Hallelujah. Not in the same week. I had that dream 5 times within a few years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that means when the word keeps coming forth, then that means it's something someone's not doing and God's trying to get your attention. Glory to God. And she keeps talking about it. So he's trying to get someone's attention. Her ministry is Faith Come By Hearing. It's Elder Bertha Askew. And it comes on every Saturday at 12 o'clock Central and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now we'll move down to Prophetic Corner Ministry that comes on Sunday. We are called the Hour of Power. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then the next, I'll give you a 30-minute break between there, 30-minute one to get you some soda. Amen. You can get your chicken, leg, wing, whatever you like, breast. Amen. You know, I like breast person myself. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And now we'll go all the way back up to Tuesday, the WOW Impact Team. And they've been talking about Acts. My God, it's been shaking up some stuff. It's been moving some stuff. And my God, if you have not listened, you can go back and hear it on demand. All the shows are pre-recorded for you to go back and hear it, glory to God. Because you don't want to miss the word that's coming forth. I mean, maybe the book of Acts has just been a blessing to my soul. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And the show comes on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. If you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what you may need, and they will get back in contact with you. So I encourage you to go on and go ahead. You can contact Apostle Yvonne. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook. Amen. You'll see her beautiful pictures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it's Pastor Joseph Rouse. Yes, glory to God, a pastor, our pastor, her husband. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. So you can go on there, amen, and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, we're only asking for $25 or more. And in partnering, you'll get many perks. Glory to God. You'll get placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a team that don't mind praying. You know, I heard some say you don't mind waiting on the Lord. Well, we don't mind praying for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and get in. Hallelujah. You know, $25 is not a whole lot. And we know, glory to God, but that's all it takes. Hallelujah. If you want to give more, yes, the door is open. Hallelujah. You know, what it say, your attitude, hallelujah, depends on your altitude. Well, your giving depends on how high, amen, and how highly do you think of these shows. So I encourage you to give even more if you want to. Hallelujah. And I know these ministries have been a blessing, so I'm going to encourage you to give. Hallelujah. We're all under the same umbrella. Glory to God. We stand, amen, in awe. We stand right there connected. We stand faithfully, hallelujah, under the same umbrella. So if you want to give, give. Hallelujah. And watch God do what you want him to do. He can do what no other power but the Holy Ghost power can do. Glory to God. Now, if you desire desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, it's nothing like coming on a show and opening up and, you know, extending it out to the people of God to come on in and get their prayer needs met. I don't ask what's your name. I only ask where you're calling from. So just press the 1 if you desire prayer on today, and I will bring you in and pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go on with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to open us up in prayer at this time. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We give you the glory, honor, and praise, God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to cover them under the blood, oh God, as they're going and they're coming, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them where they're weak, oh God, and build them where they're torn down, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen their very soul, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, whatever they may be going through, Lord, at this time, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to go in, Lord God, and give them the strength, Lord God, to climb every mountain, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them the strength to go on, Lord God, to go on in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that it's only you, Lord God, only you that makes the difference, Lord. It's not people. It's only you, Lord God. When we stand anchored in you, Lord God, all things are possible. Not some things, but all things are possible. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for strength, Lord God. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will heal them everywhere they hurt, God. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost power that gives us wisdom, Lord God, that gives us knowledge and understanding, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice on this line on today, oh Lord God. Father, meet them at their point of need, whatever the need may be, because only you know the need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, some just need satisfaction in their soul, letting them know that you're there, Lord God. Some just need a touch from you on today, Lord God. But some said, I don't know the voice of God on today. So we ask you, Lord God, to deliver, Lord God, the touch. Deliver, Lord God, oh my God, the sound of your voice to them on today, Lord, to let them know that you're there, Lord. You're walking with them. You're stuck with them, Lord God. You're their God, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that all negative spirits that tries to come their way, Lord God, Father, we push it back into the pit, Lord, from which it came, Lord God. We push it back on the sender, oh my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, God, for your Holy Ghost power, for the strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and the strength in your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for healing those that need a healing on today, Lord God, for every back pain, Lord God. Oh, we call it healed in Jesus' name, oh God. For every knee pain, we call it healed. Oh, my God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that knee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it shall work like it used to, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, you haven't inflicted us, Lord God, with all this pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we send it back, Lord God. Father, let it be like a warm, Lord God, a warm fire. Oh, my God, in their knee. Ha. In the name of Jesus, let them know that you've laid your hand on it, and only you can heal it, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, God, and we give you glory, oh Lord, because if it had not been for you on our side, what would we have done on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love and your joy that you have bestowed upon us, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you're ever yet passing out blessings. You're ever yet passing our wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, to those whom ask. Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given. Oh, my Lord, you said, seek and you shall find. The God is not here. Oh, glory to God, you can find him anytime. Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't have to look for him. All you got to do is just open up the word of God and you shall find him. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, there's some that's saying, I've been looking for a long time. Hallelujah. We're looking the right places. Open up the word of God, and he's right there with you. Oh, my Lord. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if you seek him, you shall find. So know that he's right there in the word. When you open your Bible and you read the word, hallelujah, you'll get that connection. Hallelujah. Then you start to pray, and you'll seek him. Hallelujah. And you will find him even the more. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for every gift, Lord God. Let it be in operation. Those, Lord God, whose gifts have been laying dormant all these years, oh God. Father God, we ask you, God, oh my God, to spark a fire on the inside of them like never before, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, to want to go forth, Lord, to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's always right on time. He's never late. He ain't never lost a case, and he's never late. So we just thank the Lord, hallelujah, for each and everything. Let's move on, hallelujah. You know, we've been going through Job, amen. I went through one chapter on last week. Now I'm going in chapter 2. But, amen, we're going to go here until the Lord tells me to quit. When he said, that's enough, that's all they need, then guess what? I'm going to go on, hallelujah. But, you know, you have to go on in Jesus' name. So let's talk a little bit about what we talked about on last week. You know, we were talking about Job, and then, you know, Satan was roaming around trying to find someone, you know, to see whom he may inflict, hallelujah, with such trials and such tribulations and everything, you know. And you know, and then the angels went to visit the Lord, and when the angels went to visit him, Satan went with him. Man, where you come from? Glory to God. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, hallelujah. But you know, he said, where you come from? So he said, I've been roaming around seeking whom I may devour. Glory to God, you know, hallelujah. I mean, come on now, you know, and that's what he does, hallelujah. But you know, he said he was roaming around, right? Glory to God. And guess what? He didn't mess with them people over there. He messed with those people over there because guess what? He already had them, so he didn't have to mess with them. So, you know, I got them, so I ain't got to go and do nothing to them. So let me go and see if I can find somebody who the Lord thinks is really, 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 amen, glory to God, connected and we won't curse him. Glory to God. And God said, okay, consider my servant Job. He passed by all these different people. He didn't touch them. He didn't mess with them because he already got them. Hallelujah. You know, no need in Satan messing with somebody whom he already got. Well, they already partying over there. They doing everything they good enough to do. And I know they ain't anchored like that. They don't go to church, you know, and they don't know God like that. They may hear heard someone call his name, but they don't know him like that. So, you know, they all right. So I don't need me messing with them. So let me just go on. So that's when he went with the angels over to the Lord and said, hold up. He said, I've been walking around, roaming around, you know, and I can't find nobody. And he told him, have you considered my servant Job? See, God knows what's in you. Glory to God. And there's something in you that ain't like it. Hallelujah. And if it's a bad spirit or it's an evil spirit and you like to do evil to other people, he knows all that. And if you're going out tipping, dipping, and slipping, you know all that. It ain't nothing that he don't know. I don't know where people think, hallelujah, that he don't see them when they doing these things. And then go and you set up on the front pew every Sunday, hallelujah. And you go, you're the loudest one in the church. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. That preacher said, well, what did he say? Hallelujah. Then if you ask some, they don't even know. Well, you know it was a good sermon. What was the sermon about? Well, all I know it was good. Well, you got to tell me what part did you like. What was good? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they can't tell you nothing. Not nothing. They lost. Glory to God. Okay, let's move on a little bit. And he said, consider my servant Job. Hallelujah. You know, Job is an upright man. He eschewed evil. That means he stays away from evil. He's a consider Job. God had a guarantee in Job. That's why he told him, go consider it. This is what I want you to do. Go do it. Go do what you do. Cause I know he ain't going to curse me. Go ahead. He stays away from evil. And he's not going, he ain't going to curse me, so go ahead. He said, but guess what? You can't kill him. You can't touch his soul. You can't kill him. You can't kill him, but you can do anything you want to do to him. He said, go ahead, if that's what you want to do. And, you know, Job went through many, many trials and tests. Hallelujah. I'm just giving a little bit of background. You can go back and read it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm in the Bible. Amen. The B-I-B-L-E. And I spelled it right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The first messenger came to Job and told Job, you know, they were plying. The oxen was plying in the field and the asses were feeding and they were attacked and killed. Oh, man. That was the first one. Hallelujah. Then it said the fire has fallen from heaven and burned up all the sheep, the servants, and everybody. I'm the only one that's here. Glory to God. I came to tell you. That was the second one. And then again, he said, you know, they killed all your camel, Job. Oh, my God, my God. Then the fourth one, oh, my God. There came a strong wind and fell on the four corners of the house where his children were. And it killed everybody, but one person. As you notice in this, I was looking at that. He left one person so he can go back and tell Job, you know, I'm leaving one. I'm going to let you escape. You can run on, and then you can go tell Job what's going on. And he did, hallelujah. But you know what? That didn't matter. Job was a good, upright man. Are you upright enough not to curse God? Glory to God. You know, some people do, Lord, why? Oh, why me, Lord? Why not you? Glory to God. Why not you? Why not me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, trials and tests come to make you. They come to make you and shake you. So you got to have a testimony. How are you going to get a testimony unless you're the testee? Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, I see when they do this, they say perfume testers, right? Well, how are you going to know how it smells, hallelujah, unless you're going to take it and spray a little bit on you, amen, rub it and then smell it. So how are you going to tell someone something, amen, if you're not going through a testee? Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. Let's go ahead, amen, and get into our chapter on chapter 2. Hallelujah. Again, there was a day when the Son of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Here he come again. He's looking for somebody else now. Amen. You notice now, when he went, he didn't go, they didn't let him go alone. So you got to be careful about that, too. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I ain't scared. No, you may not be scared, and we know it. But don't you walk, amen, in a place, hallelujah, and you know you ain't prayed up, hallelujah. And a lot of times people say, yeah, I know my prayer heard. I know God heard my prayer. And I know, never once did anybody say God didn't hear your prayer. Amen, glory to God. But are you, hallelujah, strong enough? You know, and we were taught, are you strong enough to handle this? You may say, oh, hold up, I'm weak today. Hold up, wait a minute, catch me on another day. You know, I mean, you may not be at that point. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, in other things, the cares of life happen, and it's trying to drain you. Glory to God. Well, that's all right. Just go back and get prayed up, wrapped up. Hold up, shut it down. I'm going to cut the TV off. Amen. I'm cutting the music off. Ain't nothing going to be on there but me and Jesus. We're going to rock this boat. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to be scared. And when I step out, I'm going to be ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Now, don't you know he wouldn't have told him that a second time if he didn't believe and he didn't know that Job could handle it? Oh, my God, my God. There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil. And still, he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Glory to God. He said, now, hold up. You can go ahead, consider Job. He gave him to him again. Don't you know he knows what's in you? Hallelujah. If God calls you to do something, understand, he knows what's in you. He ain't going to call you to do nothing, hallelujah, that you can't do. You know, so many times people say, well, you know, I was just discussing this, amen, with one of my siblings. You know, we discuss a lot. Glory to God. Matter of fact, two of my siblings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I love to discuss the Bible. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, you can't just bombard the Bible on them. I don't just bombard it on them. I don't just make them, you know, listen, you got to listen. This is the word. You got to do. We discuss it. And if they'll discuss it with me, then guess what? That's an open door. I'm going to discuss it. I mean, we may not discuss it all the time. It's still in me. It's still in them. But, you know, you have fun. And then if they want to discuss it, then you discuss it. You can't be telling everybody, well, this is what you've got to do. You've got to do. No, you're going to lose them right then. Because guess what? I done hung up on you long time ago. Hallelujah. And really, I done walked away from you. You know, learn in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Learn in this season. Hallelujah. To what you can do and what you can't do. That's when you got to have that Holy Ghost power in you to lead and guide you in what you can do and what you don't need to do. Glory to God. Because there are so many people that need the word, but sometimes you'll drive them away with your spirit, and it ain't the right spirit, and it ain't the Holy Ghost spirit. Glory to God. But sometimes people can talk so harsh to people, and they don't want to hear it. Glory to God. He told him, go ahead, but you can't kill it. Go ahead, you consider Job. He gave him to him again. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. See, he don't know what he's talking about. He was lost. He was a lost poor soul. He was. He said, go ahead, if you touch his skin, you touch it. Huh, he going to curse you. See, God already know. I know this man. This man ain't going to curse me. Hallelujah. Will you, hallelujah, go against the Lord whenever people are trying to say stuff and they be like, well, you know what, and God do this and God didn't do this, and how do you know he's real? You know, Will you still stand, amen, and be a person of integrity to say, I don't know who you believe, but I know who I believe. You know, you're getting at a point now in this season, amen. I know we're jumping off just a tad, amen, it's okay, but I'll be on track, I promise you. Hold on. Glory to God. Know who you belong to. It don't matter if them over there don't serve the Lord. All you do is pray for them. But don't get caught up in their mess. Only because, amen, they're doing what they're doing. Hallelujah. You know it ain't right. So don't get caught up. Well, you know what? They look like they're doing pretty good over here. Look at the money they got. Hallelujah. They don't go to church and they don't serve the Lord. But understand, you're working towards where you're going to spend eternity. So, you know, if they're over there doing everything they're big enough to do and you know, they're trying to pull you to the left, don't let them do it. Hallelujah. Don't let them put the bits in your mouth, hallelujah, like a horse and lead and guide you in the wrong direction. You'll be strong enough to stand up like Job and say, I ain't doing it. It ain't going to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is for somebody. Glory to God. I feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're about to go in a place. Hallelujah. And you shouldn't be going over there in that place. And you know what a place is, glory to God. So I encourage you to get back on track and get where you're supposed to be. Don't let them pull you. If they're pulling you, then guess what you need to do? You need to let them go, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, on this journey, yes, we're still on track, amen, we're still on track. On this journey, you will have to sometimes walk alone, hallelujah. Yeah, I know the word one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000, but you better know these people that can shed out, get rid of all these devils and stuff, understand these people are prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. They know the word of God. They ain't going to fold, hallelujah. They're going to believe, and they're going to keep continuing to believe. But these people over here, hallelujah, Don't do that. Glory to God. Shut them down, kick them out, and go on. And keep praying for them. Lord, send somebody by to touch them. Send somebody by to give them a touch. Because, you know, one plant, one water, and you give the increase. So, Lord, send somebody over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. He was telling him, you can touch him. You can do whatever you need to do to him. But you cannot. You can't kill him. You cannot have his soul. You cannot. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. You can do everything you want to his mortal body. You can do whatever you need to do, but don't touch it. Don't touch it. Do not kill it. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore balls from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Can you imagine Job had sores all over him after all that? You know, and, you know, people will go through sometimes those same tests. We will go through those same tests, hallelujah. But, you know, understand this word. He's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. We serve an awesome God. I said, come back to Jesus, hallelujah. I'm just saying, come back to Jesus so you'll know, amen, what to do, how to do. You know, sometimes you put, amen, they said, you know, I back in the day, I used to hear my mom and them say, you put the cart before the horse. I ain't understanding that, glory to God. But see, you're off trying to do something else that really God ain't calling you to do. Hallelujah. You're letting children get in the way. You're letting relationships get in the way of serving the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't do that now. Look what Job was going through here, and he needed him. Out of all that, Job was already tangled up, tied up in it. He wasn't going to let a little thing like balls come between him and the Lord, you know. They are just sores that was all over his body. Can you see Job with all these sores on his body? Glory to God. Let's move on and see what happened. And he took him a pot shred to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Oh, don't you know, don't you know? Can you imagine that those things were hurting, and then Job's going to scrape himself? My God, my God. Bob was just pure sores. Hallelujah. And Job was scraping them, hallelujah. Can you imagine out of all this that was going on with Job? My God, my God. But guess what? We're going to see what happened. Because Job was an upright man, and he walked upright before the Lord. He wasn't about to let none of this get in his way. Glory to God. And we should not either. You shouldn't. I shouldn't. Nobody should. Glory to God. So, you know, when you go to do something, do your best at what you do for the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes you get so tied up in other stuff, you know, the worldly stuff, the worldly things. Ain't nothing's wrong with you living life. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But you better know what you're living, amen, it for. Are you living it to live eternally, or are you just living it? Glory to God. Oh, that was good. Glory to God. I got that one myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know what you're doing. Glory to God. So he told him, hallelujah, go ahead. Hallelujah. And he did, and he struck him with all those sores. And Job scraped himself, trying to get some comfort. Oh, my God. He straightened himself, trying to get comfort from them sores. Then said, oh, here we go. This is just like him. Listen. Hallelujah. Then said this, his wife. I'm on verse 9, chapter 2, verse 9 of Job. Then said his wife. Hold up. Let's say it again. Then said his wife unto him, doest thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Do you hear her? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. You see what I'm saying? People will say, well, you know what? Out of all you going through, and I remember they did talk to me like that too. You know, they said, you know what? You just going through, but, you know, I see people out here on the street living better than you. You know, they used to say that foolishness to me. And isn't that Job's wife. Okay, she's talking crazy. Hallelujah. You know, just think about it. Now, if I had been Job, you know what? That piece of metal, I probably would have pulled it out of, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Glory to God. Woman, I'm not cursing God. Listen to her telling him to curse God and die. You still going to remain with your man of integrity, holding on, believing in God, not, hallelujah. And from what everything is going on with you, the sores on you, hallelujah. You might as well go ahead and curse him and die now. You still going to remain a man of integrity? Let me help you out. Integrity is very important. A lot of people have lost their integrity. You know, they'll tell you they're going to do stuff and never do it. If you ain't going to do it, then don't tell nobody you're going to do it. Because guess what? They're going to be looking for you to do just that. If you can't do it, then you need to let them know why you couldn't do it. So, well, you know what? I kind of got, you know, in a tight, or, you know, I had a meeting and it ran over, you know, but I will talk to you next time, or I can't call you right now because, you know, I'm tired or whatever. Just let them know, you know, well, things came up or something happened, you know, but I can't, you know, deal with that right now, but I will get a chance to talk to you, you know, later on. And then try to go back and do the right thing. Don't tell nobody something that you're not going to do. Glory to God. Don't try, hallelujah, to get over on no one. Glory to God. See, Job was a man of integrity. He held on with all he had. Hallelujah. You know, integrity is a personal quality. It's fairness, doing the right thing, reliable person. That means you're moral. You know, you have good morals. You don't waver just because things start to happen. You know, Job didn't waver because he put all those balls on him. All his family hadn't got killed, all his camel, his oxen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't waver. He stayed right there. Can you waver whenever you start to go through trials and tests? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some can't. This Lord, why me? Why? 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 Why not you? Glory to God. You ain't going to have no testimony if you don't go through nothing. So just stop the crying and whining. Glory to God. And I always want somebody to pray you out. Glory to God. Understand you can pray for yourself. Yes, you may need somebody to help you. If there's something, amen, that you know that, you know, I can't get this thing broke. I need to help. I need to call on the saints to help me with this thing. Yes, ain't nothing wrong with it. But there are times when you've got to pray for yourself. Fall on your own knees. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And stop trying to skin up somebody else's knees. Glory to God. And trying to lay all the burden on them. Hallelujah. When you ain't praying, you ain't doing nothing. You're just riding up and down the streets, everywhere. didn't shut the phone off on Monday. Definitely didn't shut it off on Tuesday. You definitely didn't shut the TV down on Wednesday. Then Thursday you went to the movie and stayed, hallelujah, ate popcorn and drunk sodas and all that different thing. And then you went over here to the arcades, amen. I took the children over here and we did all this week. And then Friday come, hallelujah. Then your trial and your test come. And then you ain't got nothing, hallelujah, because you ain't did nothing for the Lord all week. And now you want to come and say, well, y'all pray for me. I need your prayers. Well, where were you when all this was going on? Why didn't you ask God to fill your cup up so you would have something to feed off of? Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where was you? Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 10. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Understand when she was telling them to curse God and die. Hallelujah. He did not do it. He wouldn't understand what she was talking about. Hallelujah. He did not do it. Understand, hallelujah. How could you receive all the good things from God and not receive the trials? It's something when, oh, my God, God blessed me over here. Oh, my God, God gave me a new purse. He gave me a new car. He gave me a new man. He gave me a new woman. He gave me a new honey. Oh, my God, he gave me the best man there is. But then when trials come, test in the marriage. Trials come to test you, hallelujah, in your finances, because he done gave you a good job. Now you're getting tested in your finances. Oh, my God. Then you want to fall out. How can you receive the good and not receive the bad, he was telling us? How can you receive that and not receive the test? Glory to God. Don't you know everything, amen, happened for a reason? So whenever you get the good things, understand the test coming behind it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't you know the test didn't come to break you, but it comes to make you, to depend on him even the more. So when you go and if you're called to ministry, hallelujah, if you're called to ministry, when you go, you got a test. So let me tell y'all what happened. Hallelujah. You know, there was a time, hallelujah, when I didn't have no food in my cupboard, in my cabinet, glory to God, hallelujah. And you know what? Hallelujah. I prayed and asked the Lord to come on in, God, and give me some food. And he had this person to back up to my door and said, you know what? God laid you on my heart. And here is, hallelujah, a whole truckload of groceries. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's the type of God we serve. How can you not, hallelujah, receive, hallelujah, the good? You receive the good, but then you don't want to receive the test. Oh, no, that just don't happen. You're going to be tested and tried on this side. That's what we're trying to get you to see. So many times you forget all about the test, but you always, oh, my God, God just blessing me. Whew, you just don't know, sister. Praise God for all them blessings whom blessings flow from heaven above. Glory to God. But understand, you're going to get the test too. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I just don't understand why, Lord. And then you get to crying and, oh, my God, hallelujah. Use a box of Kleenex. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to stand up and stand on this word. And even if you don't know the word, it ought to be one scripture that you have. Hallelujah. That you can grab hold to. And then you can go and look in the word of God and get all the scriptures that you want to get. Hallelujah. And hold on to it. Hallelujah. Because you're going to be tried and tested. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was something, amen, that I had to learn early in ministry. I'm like, okay, you know, hallelujah. It was just test after test after test. I'm like, good God Almighty. I must be headed towards something because, my God, every time I turn around, there comes a test. Glory to God. It looked like I was getting out of one and here comes another fire. I'm like, oh, my God. Pour some water on these fires. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But I had to learn test after test after test. And you got to be able to stand the test. So you can't go, like I said, you can't go, hallelujah, out on Monday, hallelujah, and then you're going out on Tuesday to the movie, and then you're going shopping on Wednesday, hallelujah, going to the arcade, hallelujah, and then on Thursday, you know, they're playing a ball game. I'm going to go there and watch them, too, on Thursday. Then Friday come, here come the test. You have nothing because you're dry. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Ain't nothing worse than a dry saint. Huh? Glory to God. But if you stay in that word and be watered, hallelujah, glory to God, with the word of God and asking God to help you and help me to understand it more, huh? So I can go through what I have to go through, Lord, for you. Because I'm going to stand and I'm not going to curse you like Job. Job didn't. Hallelujah. I'm not going to curse you. Job didn't, and I'm not going to do it either. So come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't be all willy-nilly out all week long and not touch this word. It just don't work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Now, when Job, three friends, heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came, everyone, from his own place. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to pronounce these words that y'all charge it to my head, honey. God's still working on my heart. The Temite, and Bildad the Shulamite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they have made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. See, they were coming to comfort him. You know, you may have a couple of friends, amen, that can't comfort you. But understand. Make sure those friends are anchored in the word. Because some will come and the fire already blazed and they're going to do a pulsing gas on it. Glory to God. They won't come, you know, they'll come with, you know what? What she did. What you did to go through all this. What have you done? Oh, my God, for all this to be happening to you. What have you done? What have you done? And what have you done? Not say, you know what, we're going to stand here and we're going to stand with you. We're going to help you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. And we're going to believe God and God's going to give you breakthrough. We are those type of friends. You can't find them. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't come a dime a dozen. Hallelujah. They come a penny a dozen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they came to comfort Job. Let's see what happened. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads towards heaven. You know, when they saw Job, they could not recognize him. Glory to God. They could not recognize him at all. So guess what? They were little, hallelujah. They were so sorrowful. They tore their clothes and hallelujah, glory to God. And they put ashes on because they didn't recognize Job at all. They knew their friend, but they didn't recognize him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and seven nights, and none spoke a word unto him. For they saw that his grief was very great. You know, they saw the grief that Job was in. They saw what was going on in Job's life, but they just sat there, hallelujah. You know, they were praying friends, amen. I would say, hallelujah, glory to God. It ain't nothing like having some people that will pray with you. I'm not talking about them that will go out and tell you business of things that you told them that you want them to help you pray. If you got a problem, there are somebody you ought to be able to trust. Amen, glory to God. You can't trust everybody, but there ought to be someone that you can be able to tell so they can help you to pray this thing through. Glory to God. You know, it's okay. You say, okay, well, I can pray for myself. I want you to pray for yourself, but you got to be in that place, amen, to pray for yourself. Like I said, you can't go out all week long, and then whenever things start happening on Friday, hallelujah, there's something wrong with the marriage, something wrong with the children, hallelujah, they all acting up, and, you know, Aunt Jane over here, and she acting crazy, and little Toto and Tutu and all them different ones coming up acting crazy, and then you ain't got no power. Glory to God. You know, little prayer, little power. More prayer, more power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you spend more time with God, he's going to give you what you need. If you spend more time seeking the Lord thy God and seeking, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, which they've been talking about, it's going to give you what you need, glory to God, to go through these trials and these tests. Hallelujah. You know, I hear so many times people be saying, I'm going up on the rough side of the mountain, but you don't have to go up the rough side of the mountain all the time. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can go up on the good side, hallelujah. You can go through that mountain and make that mountain move with prayer. Oh, good God Almighty, you can speak God's word over that mountain, and it shall be removed, good God Almighty, hallelujah. So it's important, hallelujah, to stay in prayer. It's important to be prayed up, wrapped up, and tied up. Don't give up, hallelujah, glory to God, because Job did, although he was in afflicted with all these things and all these trials that were coming on him and all these tests. Hallelujah. With one after another, hallelujah, glory to God. He still didn't curse God. He held on because he was a man of integrity. Are you a man or a woman of integrity on today? Hallelujah, glory to God. When somebody starts to talk about your God, hallelujah, don't stand there, hallelujah, walk away. When somebody starts to insult the Holy Ghost, you better get gone quick, because that fire going to come and you're going to be caught in the midst of that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't let no one, hallelujah, sit there and tear your leaders down. Good God Almighty, I heard that in the spirit. Glory to God, hallelujah. You better tell them, hallelujah, hold up, wait a minute. Then you ain't got to be up on them. Glory to God. So your mouth ain't got no business on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to be people of integrity. Hallelujah. Whenever people are trying to talk about your leaders, what you need to do is just, hold up, wait a minute. No, we ain't getting in this conversation. Now listen, hallelujah. Glory to God. There's someone, hallelujah, whom you have been in the midst. People have been talking about your leaders. Let me help you. I don't care if you're young. I don't care if you're old. Listen to me, glory to God. I don't care if you're in the middle. Glory to God. If someone is talking about your leaders, listen to me. Hallelujah, glory to God. You better get this stepping, because he said, touch not my anointed. Hallelujah. And do my prophets no harm. So don't let them talk about your leaders. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. So, no, I'm not hearing it. And don't be talking about their leader, other people's leaders either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Because Job was a man of integrity. And he didn't. He stayed. He stood. Hallelujah. The test of time. He didn't allow, hallelujah, glory to God, his wife to tell him, you know, go ahead and curse him. No. Hallelujah. You know, if I had some strings, I would say, hold up, me and y'all see this woman right here. Y'all take her off. Take her all. Go on somewhere, over in the river, go and take her somewhere over there, glory to God. Because instead of her, amen, mounting up, it makes me think and wonder, hallelujah, where was her faith? And did she truly and really believe? Because she's going to tell him to curse God. Come on, man, glory to God, hallelujah, curse God and die. You might as well curse him and die. Hallelujah. You better learn to stand the test of time. Hallelujah. Even when what I mean by the test of time, hallelujah, when people are coming, one, amen, one time after another, one after another, talking about, well, you know what? You still under them folks over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all online, y'all. Okay, you know, I can go and I can get something. And if I go and sit in a sanctuary, hallelujah. Well, if that's where God's calling you to be, then that's where you need to be. But if he called you, amen, to be under a certain person at that particular time, then that's where you need to be, because you're not going to get what you need. See, God has placed people, amen, hallelujah, in this world, hallelujah, and he's given them the anointing on their life and to do certain things. They have certain callings and they have certain qualities, amen, that certain people need, glory to God. And that's where you need to be. If he's telling you to be that, then that's where you need to be, hallelujah. And if you ain't getting nothing, then guess what, hallelujah, you're not opening up, hallelujah. You got to be able to open up, glory to God, and receive it, hallelujah. My God, amen. This is not, amen, hallelujah. This is not my thing to tell these things, but glory to God, if this is what you want, let's go with it. Y'all just listen, write it down. I'm making it plain, hallelujah. Glory to God. If it's not, then don't do it, hallelujah. Because, you know, I was a real, like I said, real, real quiet person, amen, when I was talking, amen, to my leaders, and they were talking, you know, just continue to talk, amen. And then, you there? Hello, you there? Hallelujah. Well, this particular time, you know, when they were ministering to somebody else, they said, her, I can't believe it, her. Say, what? They said, yeah, she was like that. She was quiet and everything. Now, it don't matter. But she was quiet, and we didn't even know if she was there. I hung up the phone. Glory to God. It was just too funny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I was a listener. Hallelujah. So you got to be able to listen, and you got to be able to trust the people that you're working up under. Hallelujah. And if I don't make no mistake. I understand Elder was talking about trust on yesterday and those that you work up under. Hallelujah. You know, God is calling a people who will trust. Hallelujah. You got to trust them that you work upon them. If you don't trust them that you work upon them, then what you need to do, you need to keep stepping and go on. Amen. Ask God where you need to be and go on. You know, so many times now people are saying, well, you know, God is not calling me. Hallelujah. God is calling me to be up under you. Okay. And then they get there, and I don't know what they're looking for, but they're not getting, amen, what they need because they won't open up. You got to open up, hallelujah, because I was one of the ones, amen, that had to open up, hallelujah, because I had been hurt so much. Yes, this is testimony, glory to God. I was one of the ones that was keeping a closed mouth because I had been hurt so much. I had church hurt, and I had other hurts, hallelujah, glory to God, but he kept telling me, you know, they kept saying, well, you know what, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to break through that spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Said, I'm going to break through that thing so you can open up to us. Amen. And we won't hurt you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they went wrong. They never hurt me. Hallelujah. All the years that I have been here, been under, never hurt me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Corrected? Yes. Correction is good. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. Hallelujah. It's good because it stops you from making a mistake. I felt him going to the right. So we're going to go on with it. Glory to God. Correction is good. Hurt? No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't mind corrections. Hallelujah. If you're a person that can't be corrected, then there's something wrong. Because he said he's chasing them in the Bible. He said he's chasing them that he loves because he's chasing them. So guess what? They got to chase you also. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you think you know everything, you're wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is calling for real saints. And he's calling for real saints. People that will pray. People that will stand in the gap. People that will stand in the gap for other people to help draw other people to Christ. Glory to God. Not tear them down, but to draw them. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the return. We don't know when. We don't know the day, the time, nor the hour. But he'll come like a thief in the night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, one will be taken and the other one will be left behind. Because the one that's taken, he knows the true and the living God. He knows Jesus. Hallelujah. He has the Holy Ghost, amen, on the inside. Glory to God. All those things. He's wrapped up, tied up. Like Job, he didn't ever curse him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But there will be one left behind. Why? Because she didn't believe. Glory to God. So I'm encouraging you on this day, glory to God, to do so. Amen. Hallelujah. Just know that he is there, and he's there all the time. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God, because he ain't gave up on you. Hallelujah. Know who you serve. Hallelujah. And you will have, amen, you have good days and, you know, some bad days. Hallelujah. You know, some bad things happen to good people. Yes, they do. But know that he's there, huh? Hallelujah. And don't lose your faith through all you got to go through. Job remained a man of integrity. He did not. He stayed right there. Even though that old wife came, I'm still thinking about that old wife. Glory to God. Say, curse God and die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people will tell you, you know, don't, y'all meet every day. Y'all meet like this, y'all this, that. And y'all, yes. I have certain people, amen, I can touch. Glory to God. They're not untouchable. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And that's where you need to be. I don't know who it was for, but it was for somebody. So y'all just grab hold. Amen. If you say it wasn't for me, just take it and put it on your shelf. Hallelujah. Because one day you're going to have to go back and get it because you're going to need it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And he is worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. And don't you ever forget it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to pray for this. Someone's mom, I keep hearing that. Amen, hallelujah. There's someone, mom, who's sick in there. They're really, really worried about her. So I'm going to pray for them on today. I don't know if you're on this line, glory to God, or are you listening by way of, but I'm going to send out this prayer, amen, of healing for you. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal their mom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we send the healing power, oh God, across this line so it will get to that person person that it needs to go to, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that the fever is breaking, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're drying up cancer right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, lay your hand on her, God, and heal her. Because we know you are a healer, God, and nothing catches you by surprise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as mom lay and she worshiped the Lord, thy God, oh God, as she stand, Lord God, oh my God, and stand there for, Lord God. She hasn't, Lord God, lost it, Lord God. She hasn't lost her praise, oh God. For you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're healing her ever now, Lord God, even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that she's healed, healthy, and whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's someone who has a tumor. Oh, my God, my God. Listen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for that. Hallelujah. That God will shrink it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Lord God, we ask you to shrink it. Oh, good God Almighty. Right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. My God, my God. Go back and let them check you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. When you know who you serve, hallelujah, you send it out in the atmosphere and he'll do it. Ha. Oh, glory to God. My God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're healed, healthy, and they're whole right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, we come against all mind, mind, and spirits, those, Lord God, whose mind is racing away, oh God, they don't know if they should go left or should they go right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to give them peace. Settle them in their mind right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we come against every trick of the enemy that's trying to pull them in the wrong direction in the name of Jesus. They're just like a whirlwind. They keep traveling in their mind and going here, going there, going here, going there. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, let them seek you, Lord God, in your face. And Lord, you will give them peace and confidence, Lord God, all the days of their life in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is real. God is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, Stella. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, come unto me. I will give you rest. Hallelujah. You ain't had no peace in your mind. You ain't had no peace at night. Stella. Hallelujah. Stella, you have no peace. Today, he said, come unto me. Hallelujah. All those who are heavy laden, he said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. Hallelujah. He said, you can't find peace in men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to find your peace in me. He said, your peace is in me, says the Lord. So come, hallelujah, Stella, and get your peace from the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Father, I speak the peace over Stella on today in the name of Jesus, Lord, as she's drawing closer to you, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to cut away all those things that's trying to let yourself to her right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, every chain is broken, and we speak it into the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, and we give you glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome, 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 awesome God. I want to reiterate, hallelujah. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, hallelujah, to make sure, hallelujah, that you tune in, hallelujah, to Ministry Elaine, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries coming up next at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And don't forget to partner. Hallelujah. Send a donation. Send amen, a seed. Hallelujah. I encourage you, any of the ministers, on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, Elder Brother Askew on Saturday. Hallelujah. Faith Come By Hearing, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, glory to God, Ministry Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah. Also, send amen, a seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Lord God, created me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Father God, I repent for everything and all things that I have done that wasn't like you and according to your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed believer. Praise the Lord for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you gave the prayer of salvation. Amen. So I can help you and walk you through it. Hallelujah. The next couple of steps that you need to take. Hallelujah. And pray with you. And amen. And whatever else you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction, and we're going to get on out of here. Remember, Ministry Lane is coming up in the next hour. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, but go over and listen. Hallelujah. When the word comes, just listen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people be so judgmental, but we know what? We just listen. When the word comes forth, don't care where it's coming from. Just listen. Hallelujah. Listen, because God can use anybody he want to use. Hallelujah. So come on and listen to the word, amen, that's coming from her, which I know is going to be a dynamic word in season. Glory to God. The benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you from falling Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the Sunday, and go over and show Ministry Lane some love. Amen.